With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. At least 7 new lightning-caused fires on the Bitterroot National Forest are small and manageable thanks to quick initial attacks by fire crews. Forest spokesman Todd McKay says thunderstorms produced 175 confirmed lightning strikes in the Bitterroot and Missoula areas last night.
The good news is all the fires are small, less than a tenth of an acre. 4 of the 7 are already contained, and we anticipate the crews will have the other 3 contained. So we are anticipating and will not be surprised at all today if we have more fires spring up because of the storm.
McKay says crews will be extremely busy dealing with lightning-caused fire this summer.
We really can't have human-caused fires, or our crews just will not be able to keep up. This is going to be, I think, an extreme summer, maybe even historic summer in terms of fire and starts and dryness. So we really need the public's help in making sure that they're very cautious around any sort of fire.
Fire danger is rated as very high on the Bitterroot National Forest. Stage 1 fire restrictions go into effect Friday. Campfires will only be allowed within a designated campground or recreation area that contains a Forest Service-provided fire ring. The U.S. Forest Service's Jennifer Rankowski has the latest on the Glacier Rim fire burning just south of Glacier National Park.
We're currently at 85 acres, so we only grew about 5 acres yesterday. And they have a line around majority of the fire. They made a lot of headway. The internal part of the fire is still burning pretty hot, but they've been able to get an external handle on it, and it's 30% contained.
A grass fire that started this afternoon outside of Browning quickly grew from 30 to 300 acres, but firefighters expect to contain it this evening. Blackfeet Fire Management Officer Chris Tremblay told KSENAM that the fire's rapid spread was fueled by tall grass, low humidity, and wind gusts. The wind later shifted and allowed firefighters to contain half of the blaze by mid-afternoon. The fire is believed to have been caused by workers cutting hay. It's on farmland about 5 miles north of Browning, and no buildings were threatened. The Great Falls Tribune reports 77 firefighters and other personnel responded. More than 175 lightning strikes were recorded in the Missoula and Bitterroot areas last night, igniting at least 7 small spot fires. Forest Service spokesman Todd McKay says firefighters were able to hop on them quickly.
The good news is all the fires are small, less than a tenth of an acre. 4 of the 7 are already contained, and we anticipate the crews will have the other 3 contained. So we are anticipating and will not be surprised at all today if we have more fires spring up because of the storm.
To the north, the Glacier Rim fire that started Saturday afternoon just outside Glacier National Park has not grown much, says U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman Jennifer Rankowski.
We're currently at 85 acres, so we only grew about 5 acres yesterday. And they have a line around majority of the fire. They made a lot of headway. The internal part of the fire is still burning pretty hot, but they've been able to get an external handle on it, and it's 30% contained.
You can find more fire information at mtpr.org. When the Supreme Court struck down gay marriage bans nationwide last week, it also sunk the provision of the Montana Constitution that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Gay rights advocates say removing that now unenforceable provision and pushing for a statewide non-discrimination law are their next issues to address. Montana's $10 billion budget for the next 2 years includes millions of dollars in new and expanded mental health care. Nearly $20 million in additional mental health funding will become available when the new fiscal year begins tomorrow. Several Montana counties today banned or were considering banning fireworks on public and private land ahead of the 4th of July weekend due to hot, dry weather increasing the danger of wildfires. Missoula, Lake, Ravalli, and Lincoln counties had instituted bans by this afternoon, while Butte fire officials were asking county commissioners to do the same. Emergency services coordinators for Lake County, along with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes and the cities of Polson, Ronan, and St. Ignatius, agreed at a meeting to ban the use of fireworks immediately, KERRAM reported. Commissioners in Missoula and Lake counties enacted a fireworks ban along with Stage 1 fire restrictions effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday, but it remains legal to sell fireworks in Missoula County. The restrictions mean campfires aren't allowed on public lands, and smoking is only permitted within an enclosed vehicle, building, or developed recreational site. Missoula County officials said public fireworks shows planned at Southgate Mall and the Missoula Osprey baseball game are expected to be held, barring a new order from the city fire marshal. Public displays at the Ravalli County Fairgrounds in Hamilton and Florence Park are also scheduled to move forward. Lincoln Shute, Fire Service Area Manager for Flathead County, suggests individuals refrain from using fireworks or even starting a backyard campfire given the recent hot, dry weather. An executive with a credit rating agency says the major problems found in a recent audit of Montana's 2014 finances are unlikely to affect the state's bond rating. Legislative audit officials told lawmakers last week that the problems had the potential to downgrade Montana's high rating. A downgrade would make it more expensive to borrow money. But Moody's Investor Service Senior Vice President Ken Kurtz said in a statement to the Associated Press today that although the weaknesses in the state's internal controls are a concern, there's no indication that Montana's financial condition has worsened. An audit of last year's finances submitted by the State Department of Administration revealed 125 errors in the form of misstatements and omissions, including a $1 billion overstatement of how much infrastructure had depreciated. Kurtz says that kind of information is not a factor in their analysis. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.